This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Can I tell you one of the many, many reasons I love our audience is I am now getting recommendations for pediatricians. Like we had two that our doctor along the way had recommended to us. And now I'm getting other recommendations for pediatricians. And y'all are just super kind and super helpful. And I very much appreciate that. Just remember all the nice things I said coming up at 12:20. All right, now.
Uh-oh. You going to take shots at people?
No, I'm not. That's when we're doing Arch Manning. And people.
Oh, so the UT people.
People freaked out last time, even though I felt like we said a lot of positive stuff. All right. Back to Brunson. In this scenario, let's go off of two different ideas. What the luxury tax implications could look like if you kept Brunson, and then what a potential sign and trade could look like if you did not keep Brunson. Now, I'm well aware that you might be in an instance where the Knicks clear the rest of the salary they need, or they just don't want to do it in general, and they're like, well, not interested. You know, but we've seen this all the time where a lower level sign and trade happens. What would a sign and trade, a reasonable sign and trade look like, you think?
For the Mavs?
Yes.
And for
the Knicks
to send Brunson
yes.
to New York because he's decided that's where he wants yeah. to play.
Or, you know what? Can I ask you a question about that real quick? Do you think there's a scenario where maybe he is leaning towards the Mavs at numbers that are starting to make them a little bit uncomfortable, and the Knicks know he's leaning towards them, and then the Mavericks lean into that, and they're like, hey, let's see if we can leverage this a little bit and go ahead and do the sign and trade, even though he was going to come back. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. What I wouldn't understand there is Jalen has all the power in the world here. The Mavs really don't have any power over Jalen unless they wanted to say, well, we're not offering you anything.
Yeah.
And then, or we're offering you the same four-year, $55 million contract
right.
that was available around the All-Star break. And then he would go to say, well, I'm just signing with New York. Unless New York would then go, well, because we now know that it's 4 for $55, we're only offering you 4 for $80.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that's, the power is really all in Brunson's hands, and there's no power in the Mavs to kind of say, well, we're going to send you to the Knicks, if that makes sense.
And we're probably not in a scenario where everybody does what's the best for everybody else, and Brunson goes to the Mavs, and he's like, I've really appreciated my time here.
Yeah.
I can tell them I'm coming back here if you can shake them down.
Okay.
That probably yeah. won't happen.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I will say this. I was obviously thinking about this a lot this weekend. I don't think the Mavs have any interest in Julius Randle.
Let's tell me more about that, because we have discussed interest in Julius Randle, but we also have other sources that are more inside with the world of basketball and with the Mavericks.
I don't know. I don't absolutely know why. They just don't feel like he's a good fit with our team. With a Luka Doncic team, they don't think Julius Randle is a good fit. That's from what I understand. That was from previous regimes, and it seems to be with also current regimes. So
yeah.
I'm not saying our source is directly from Donnie Nelson, and now our source is directly from Nico Harrison. It just seems to be that they are not that interested in Julius Randle's game in Dallas. I could be wrong. I'll put this. I hope I'm wrong. I think Julius Randle could come here and efficiently give you close to 20 points, close to 10 rebounds, and close to three and a half assists. I get the ball would be in his hands less.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing more like 3 to maybe 4 assists rather than kind of the 5 to 6 assists he's had the last 2 years in New York. Now, that being said, I think it's unrealistic. There is a trade kicker there, so he makes $23.7 million next year. And I believe it would go up 15% because of a trade kicker he has.
That's like, what, another $3.5 million?
Yeah, right. So it gets a little bit over $25 million if I you'd be better with that number there. So maybe closer to $26 million next year. That being said, I think that's unrealistic. Realistically, in a sign-and-trade, I think realistically what you would hope to get is Cam Reddish and Nerlens Noel. And
yeah,
that's your – it works. Financially, that works.
Right.
I've talked to my guys in New York, and they said financially, Nerlens Noel and Cam Reddish work for everybody.
Now, if that's the case, putting aside like that would work, how disappointed do you think Mavericks fans would be in that return? Like, I get that might be the world you're living in.
Yeah.
But how disappointed do you think Mavs fans would be?
I think – most Mavs fans would be disappointed, but I would try to tell them on Friday or next week, hey, it's nothing or that.
Yeah.
So you have a pile of nothing in one hand with no money available to spend, which, once again, we'll explain this 1,000 times to this day. If he were to sign for however much money, the Mavericks have $6.3 million to spend in free agent money. And that is it. You can sign as many veteran minimum guys as you want. But,
looking at you, Goran Dragic.
Right. But you literally, whatever Jalen Brunson does, you only have $6.3 million to spend because you're over $150 million payroll without Jalen Brunson on the team. And when you hit the $150 million mark in the NBA this upcoming year, you get $6.3 million to spend as a taxpayer mid-level exception. You get no more money when Jalen Brunson signs. So if you're like, we'll have him sign for $25 million, and then what do we get? You get absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So I would say to the people, Cam Reddish is a 22-year-old wing player who's shown flashes of being a good player in the NBA. Overall, he's been a very, I don't want to say unproductive. That's could be a good word to use with him. He's been a guy who scores 10 points, but you don't really like the efficiency that he does it at. Because you're like, 10 points on 40% shooting. And I'm not talking about three-point shooting. I'm talking about overall shooting.
And so those numbers were actually up this last year from the first 2 years.
So you'd hope that that would get a lot better. But the Mavericks desperately want wing depth.
Yeah.
So you would get a wing that would give you depth. You're not exactly sure how well he would play on your team. And then you would get Nerlens Noel, who's a skinny center who blocks shots and dunks basketballs and rebounds some. You've had him here before. He was okay here. He's been okay other places. He would be your backup to Christian Wood, and he would probably get 20 minutes a night on your team. It would pretty much – you would maybe be easier to trade Dwight Powell and I wouldn't say Maxi Kleber because he's very different than Nerlens Noel, but –
would you not particularly see very likely combinations in which they run out Wood and Noel at the same time?
They could, but I don't know how true this is. It sounds like, from stuff I've read in Houston, that Christian Wood likes playing the five. He likes the matchup of playing against other fives, which we've heard that before from another skinny dude who played that position.
Right. Don't beat yourself up about it or don't get a negative mindset before even started.
I am excited about Christian Wood. I think he's going to be 2010. I think he's going to compete for an all-star spot this year in, I would say, the Western Conference, but then it all gets jumbled up into the practice team of LeBron versus the practice team of whoever else. But that's, to me, realistic. Or you can just go Alex Burks. Alec Burks is a realistic just by itself. But, I mean, if they got desperate, maybe it'd be Alec Burks and your 2023 first-round pick back from the trade that you made for Porzingis.
Do you like?
But I think I'm getting a little bit optimistic that they're going to throw in a future first-round pick in this.
I think that would have to be one of those scenarios where it really was up in the air. You know, like it really was up in the air. And he's not a restricted free agent. He's an unrestricted free agent. And so he can choose, Brunson can choose to go where the hell he wants.
I have seen people bring this up on Twitter. And I would like to say, talking to my buddy in New York, not that he's the general manager, but the word is no chance in hell that you're getting Obi Toppin or you're getting Emmanuel Quickly in a sign and trade with Jalen Brunson. They're not giving away $5 million players that they like that have room to grow, or a $2 million player in Quentin Grimes who looks like he's going to average 20 points a game in the right situation.
Yeah.
That sixth man of the year, the way that we just played against Jordan Clarkson, let's say, in Utah, we're like, damn, like, you can't really stop him offensively. They feel like they have drafted a guy in Emmanuel Quickley who is going to be a guy who's going to give them 15 to 20 points on their team, and a good team. And I'm not saying he's going to be a star at all, but we're not getting those guys in this sign and trade if it happens. I think you're getting – they brought this up to me. Would we want Derrick Rose? And I don't want Derrick Rose. He's on a one, he would be on a one-year $14.5 million deal with a team option the next year at $15.5 million. Would you want in a sign and trade nothing, or would you want Derrick Rose on a two-year deal where the second year is non-guaranteed?
I think I would take that.
Okay.
Because at least
that's an option. Yeah. That's a realistic option.
And unfortunately, from the 214, because we talked about this player quite a bit, Bassick, no Mitchell Robinson. And from the 940, what about RJ Barrett? Like, RJ Barrett this last year took a step up, and I think that's why he's
they're
out.
Trying to build their team around him.
Yes.
They think he's the better player than Jalen Brunson. Make no mistake, they don't think Jalen Brunson's leading them to a championship. They think Jalen Brunson is a desperate piece they miss because they can't figure out point guard for 5 years in New York. So, like, screw it. We're not going to try to draft one anymore. We're not going to try to develop one anymore. We are going to get a guy who looks like can play the point guard role
and that
in the
ain't
NBA.
Barrett. Yeah.
And it's not Barrett. They don't want Barrett, and they don't want Julius Randle handling the ball as much as they've been handling the ball.
And Mitchell Robinson, it feels like, just from a financial standpoint,
you
would
get
not
into the base year compensation, and signing and trading a player for a sign and trade player becomes, I will say, almost impossible. It can work, but it becomes almost impossible that Mitchell Robinson is a free agent, and then he signs and trades over here, and how much does he count on their sign and trade versus how much we take in? We have to take in it all. So let's just say it can maybe work. My buddy told me it can maybe work if New York gets far enough down, but it is really tough to sign and trade a player to a team that is signing and trading a player to you because of all the different numbers that happen. That I know that's very general, but real quick, if he does sign for $25 million to the
which
New York
I think
Knicks
is reasonable
in the first year of his contract, we can take back $14 million in salary,
okay,
approximately. It's now half. It's 50% plus like a 20% thing.
And I want to run through this because sometimes people are legitimately asking. They're not trolling or anything, but why these things won't work. From the 972, can we ship Powell and Bertans out in the deal? Remember, we're saving them for the Kyrie deal. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, like, what is the... It would be different if the Knicks had to have us sign off.
Yeah.
They don't.
Once they win.
Yeah, and that's what's tough about this is the Knicks don't need your help with anything. That's why we're going, like, low. Like, somebody, for example, said, hey, could it be Powell and Brunson for Barrett and Noel? Is like the Knicks would have no
They're not trading
interest.
Barrett.
Yeah.
Trading Barrett, to give you an idea, if Kyrie Irving gets traded and then Kevin Durant says he wants out and they've signed Jalen Brunson on July 1st, I'm not saying this will happen. You know all those future picks that they have kind of eight picks. They have seven first rounders in the next 4 years. The New York Knicks are going to take all seven first rounders that they have, and they're going to say, Brooklyn, here is seven first-round draft picks. This is when people say, hey, can you get Kevin Durant? I guess if he chooses Dallas.
If he said, I will only go to Dallas,
then maybe
you
will.
Yeah.
But like the New York Knicks can offer seven first-round picks, RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, and Emmanuel Quickley.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, what do you guys think? Now go to Dallas.
You only got one thing that can trump that, and you ain't trading Luka.
Yeah, you're not trading.
Like,
so
that's the only thing.
So RJ Barrett is not going to be part of the deal. Obi Toppin, I mean, I could be wrong on Obi Toppin, but I'm pretty sure from what I understand, he is not part of the deal. So Julius Randle could be, but from what I heard, Dolan doesn't like Julius Randle. Dolan was really upset with how it was handled. Leon Rose and Thibodeau stuck up for Julius Randle last year after having, to try to be like, look, we still believe in the guy. We still really like the guy. We think he can be part of a winning situation here. Please don't get upset and just dump him for nothing.
And from the 214, are y'all saying there's like little to no chance of Jalen staying? I'm still at 70-30. This is just an exercise of what the sign and trade could look like. Like, we have not gotten report or anything. It's just when you look at the draft, when you look at the offseason moves, when you hear the rumblings from the experts, it seems like it's moving in the direction of Brunson going to New York. And unfortunately, you're in a situation where they're close enough or they're about to get enough cap space that they don't need you to do anything or sign off on anything.
They're at, what I understand, they're at pretty much $16 million in cap space. As soon as they...
I had seen 18, but yeah, I got you.
Release Taj Gibson. They're gonna renounce his rights, which that gets them to right around $16 to $18 million. And then they need to obviously open up another $9 to $12 million. Well, Alex Burke is $10 million. Nerlens Noel is $9.2 million. If you look at Cam Richardson, yeah, he's 5.9. Okay. So they have options. Evan Fournier, they would probably love to move. He's in the Tim Hardaway Jr. situation.
Yeah.
Where if you want to trade Evan Fournier, you're going to have to give us at least one first round pick, and if not more.
And that's a different deal when people are like, well, can we get this? Can we get this? If you're taking awfulness with it, sure. But it doesn't come with RJ Barrett. Like, you can't be like, hey, can I get RJ Barrett and other things? No, it has to be, can I get Evan? I'll take Evan Fournier.
Who's owed $18 million next year, $19 million the next year, and $19 million the year after that.
So they can actually create another $2 million by just renouncing the cap hold on Ryan Arcidiacono as well. So, like,
that probably gets him to the 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I 100% did not know that.
You're welcome.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Thanks, Reggie. Don't forget to listen to the Get Right, 7 to 11 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. When we're not keeping Reggie for ourselves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.